Masechet Baba Batra Perek Bet Mishnah Het. We'll talk about a threshing floor in this Mishnah. Threshing floor is where they would take grain and they would winnow it. They would have the chaff that would fly off of it, which is that thin peel over the grain. They would try and separate it from the actual inner kernel. So they would throw it up in the air, and then the wind would take away the chaff, and it would fly to different areas. So Mishnah says, "Marhaikin goren kavua min ha'ir hamishim amaf." We have a large threshing floor. We make sure that it's distant from the nearest city at least 50 amot. We want to make sure that when the chaff is being blown away from the threshing floor, it's not going to blow into the city and bother people, go into their eyes, or cause them discomfort. Likewise, when talking about a neighbor's field, the chaff that goes there could also damage the crops. Lo yase adam goren kavua betoch shelo, ela im ken yesh lo hamishim amah lekol ruach. A person is not allowed to make a permanent threshing floor within his own property unless there's 50 amot of open space on all sides. Umarhik min tiyotav shel havero miniro kedei shelo yazik. And the reason he does that is a continuation of the last part of the Mishnah, is in order to make sure that the chaff from the threshing floor doesn't blow onto the plants of his neighbor and the plowed field and damage them. So he has to make sure that there's a setback, that they're not near the neighbor's plants or property, and there's a 50 amot separation between the two of them.